In Scotland, they knew him as the Wee Iceman, Ben Hogan, whose success on the golf course was derived from his will and his extraordinary concentration, was charitably characterized as unapproachable. When Chris Cheddar became a junior member of the country club where Hogan spent much of his retirement, she heard tales of a loner who was cold on his good days and curt the rest of the time. Stay out of his way, Chris Cheddar was told. And then the teenaged golfer and the retired Iceman became friends and golfing buddies. In Mr. Hogan, The Man I Knew, Chris Cheddar tells the story of her friendship with Ben Hogan. She joins me now from WUCF in Orlando. Chris Cheddar, welcome to Only a Game.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
When you first arrived at Shady Oaks Country Club in Fort Worth in 1984 as a college golfer, you were given one piece of advice, actually more of an order: leave Mr. Hogan alone. How did your connection with Ben Hogan get beyond that injunction?
To be honest with you, I'm not really sure. It just sort of happened over time. I was told, you don't approach him. If he wants to talk to you, he'll talk to you, but leave him alone. And I tried to do that. I would act like I didn't see him when he would walk by. It was crazy. And, you know, I'd say hello to every other man that walked by, and then I'd see him and turn the other direction. And finally, I just said, this is ridiculous. I am going to just be myself because I can't be anyone else. And I would see him, I'd say hello, and he was always very polite. And then he started stopping and giving me a tip here or there, or he would walk by and throw me a candy bar, telling me it was my lunch, and walk on. Eventually, we were practicing together. I mean, now I look back and I can't remember a time that I would go out to the club and practice that he didn't come out.
You weren't there when it happened, of course, but do you know how the leave Mr. Hogan alone business got started?
I think that it was just the club trying to protect him. He was a very private man, and I think he appreciated in some ways that Shady Oaks was his escape, but I think also it was in a lot of ways he lost out because late in his life, he didn't have some of the friendships that maybe he would have had.
You mentioned this business about his tossing a candy bar to you and saying, here's your lunch, as he roared by in his golf cart. I assume that was a gesture of affection.
Well, it was, but it was kind of funny because at first I'm thinking, is he trying to tell me I should eat my lunch out on the practice range? Or is he trying to tell me this is all I get for lunch? I wasn't really sure.
One clue to the depth of your friendship with Ben Hogan surfaces in a story that you tell in the book about a fairly high-stakes match that you and your brother Mike were playing at Shady Oaks about 25 years ago. Explain how the mere presence of Ben Hogan helped you out on that day.
Well, we were playing a match, and we just got in over our heads. It was just one of those days where things weren't going our way, and we were losing a lot of money by the turn, and my brother said to me, why don't you go see if Mr. Hogan wants to come out and watch a few holes? So I went in and told him he should come out and get some fresh air, and he did, thank goodness. He showed up on the 11th green, and you could just see the demeanor of our playing partners change. And he watched us play 12, which was only a par 3, and then he watched us tee off on 13, and these poor guys were never the same.
So they were terrified. They were frightened to death.
Everyone was. Everyone that would play 9 or 18 at Shady Oaks would be choking like you can't believe. Just knowing, just thinking of the possibility that he might be sitting in there watching. And you just never knew. But chances are from 12 to about 5 o'clock, he would be sitting at that table that faced out towards 9 and 18 greens, mm-hmm. and rolling his eyes, I'm sure, at some of the shots he saw.
You were already an accomplished amateur golfer when you met Ben Hogan. You'd won 3 state championships back home. Did he either encourage or discourage you in terms of a professional career?
He was just very supportive of whatever I wanted to do. And I had some physical problems sort of early on that I talked to him about. And I was pretty upset. The doctors had told me that chances are I wouldn't be able to play professional golf because I had these shoulders, very loose jointed shoulders that were popping out, you know, when I would swing. And he was real encouraging at that time, saying, don't listen to the doctors. You can do whatever you want to do.
Of course, Ben Hogan was the champion of overcoming physical difficulties. This is a guy who had a traffic accident so terribly serious that they told him he'd never walk again, let alone play golf, and he had some of his greatest triumphs after that.
Right, and that was one thing I asked him one time, if he hit it as well after the accident as before, and he said, not even close. And then that was it. Nothing. He gave me no more insight.
So we just have to imagine how great, perhaps the greatest golfer would have been if he hadn't had that accident.
Well, and how much longer he might have played, and how much more he would have played. I mean, after the accident, he never again played even close to a full schedule. His legs couldn't take it.
When you won an LPGA tournament in 1992, your favorite golf teacher was still alive, and you were able to tell him, hey, you can add an LPGA win to your resume. He said, about time. But how did he take that news?
Oh, he was very, very happy for me. I think more than anything, people missed his sense of humor. They were always so nervous when they were talking to him. They were thinking about the next thing they were going to say, that a lot of times he would say something funny and they just wouldn't get it. But for him to say that, I mean, it's what I expected, because he was just very, very funny. And our conversations were kind of like that, just a lot of banter. And, you know, for him to say, well, geez, it's about time. I mean, it was perfect.
Chris Cheddar is a veteran of the LPGA Tour and the author with Steve Eubanks of Mr. Hogan, The Man I Knew, an LPGA Player Looks Back on an Amazing Friendship and the Lessons She Learned from Golf's Greatest Legend. Gotham Books published it, and Chris Cheddar joined me from WUCF in Orlando. Chris, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Well, thank you for having me.
You're listening to Only a Game.